I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Early this week, a school shooting in the Russian city of Kazan killed 7 children and 2 adults. A 19-year-old former student has been detained as a suspect. Eric Mock of the Slava Gospel Association says local Christians had friends killed in the attack. The churches in Kazan are already mobilizing to help the grieving families. Join this work at missionnews.org and pray the love of local believers in Kazan would point many to Jesus. And when the pandemic started in March 2020, Set Free Ministries upheld its commitment to global partners. Executive Director Dean Vandermeer says despite pandemic barriers, Set Free helped its partners continue discipleship and outreach. In a South Asian country we can't name for security purposes, believers continued their gospel work, and over 100 prisoners began a relationship with Christ. Ask God to guide new believers as they're released from prison and return home. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.